Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
So we're mixing it up a little today. Some Jim Croce. I like him. He died way too young. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, where you can get fishing, kayaking, hunting equipment, camping, grilling, clothing, and so much more. Check them out. Let's go right to the phones. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Jason Clay. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know, recently swimming was closed at Cherry Creek because of a blue-green algae. Now, is this something nefarious that has all of a sudden showed up in our state that we've never had before? Do people need to be aware of it? Is this kind of what causes these algaes? Do we have them all the time? And let's go kind of through it. Let's start with that.
Okay. Well, no, it's not something new to the state. And, you know, about every summer it pops up. So algae is common and a natural part of our waters. But there is a certain type of algae that can produce toxins that can harm people, animals, and even the local environment. And really what happens is, you know, although these organisms occur naturally, they become a problem when they multiply rapidly and resulting in a dense concentration, or what we call an algae bloom. And there is one type of algae that can produce the toxins, and the one that people probably have commonly heard of is blue-green algae.
Now, I was a little facetious in saying we don't have them. Obviously, these algaes have existed. They pop up in concentrations, like you said, over time. We've had them here. What kind of things, is it the weather, is it the water flowing in? What causes these major blooms where we could get problems like this?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of what you said, though. So they tend to happen when the ecosystem gets a little bit out of balance. Really, it's, you know, high temperatures, standing or slow-moving water will help with the toxins or the algae getting to that bloom, and excess nutrients that come from a variety of things. You know, it could be stuff that you put in your that's in the fertilizer and that you put on your lawn from de-icers, even dog waste. So phosphorus and nitrogen are the two big ones that really help feed an algae bloom.
And so because of that, urban water bodies of water tend probably to be a little more susceptible, although if you're in farmland where they fertilize a lot, that they can be susceptible also. And, you know, Cherry Creek, they didn't close the beach. They closed it to swimming. And Cherry Creek doesn't get a tremendous amount of flow at some times. It changes. And it does get quite warm because it's shallow. Was Cherry Creek just closed because the water could have caused some harm possibly?
Yes, closed as a precautionary level. So you can look at lakes and determine if there is algae present. But the only way to test if there are the harmful toxins is a laboratory test. And when those tests come back as positive with the toxins, then they close the area until the levels dissipate. And so that was the case at Cherry Creek. It could happen at you know, any of these bodies of waters, again, that kind of has stagnant waters when it gets hot. We've seen it at Chatfield before. It's happened at Bar Lake, but it doesn't necessarily have to be at one of the state waters. You know, those are some of the popular spots, and even the dog off-leash areas, you know, that really kind of raises awareness in the media or, you know, on social media sites if, you know, a dog can get sick from ingesting the water. So that's when you hear about it quite often.
Now, who checks and how often do they check for this?
Yeah, so it's up to the managing agency to test the waters. And you can test it right away with a strip test, but that doesn't necessarily give you 100% accurate results as far as the toxins. The only way to definitively determine the toxins is a laboratory test, and that is done by the CDPHE.
Now, normally, do these things just clear up by themselves, given a little time?
Yeah, it'll dissipate with cooler temperatures after wind events or storms that help mix the water, and cloudy days and some of the other natural factors.
Now if I'm out fishing, now let's say you're recommending I don't get in the water, and you're saying you wouldn't want dogs to drink the water. What about if I'm a fisherman? Do I have to worry about touching fish that are in the water or eating fish?
No, as long as you properly clean the fish, so you want to dispose of the guts. And we do recommend rinsing off that fish as well, just with some clean water. But really the fish, if you're an angler and you catch fish in a lake where there's algae, it's okay to still consume that fish, just keep it clean. The other thing we do say too is, if you're, say you're on a boat instead of shoreline fishing, don't drive over any algae blooms that you can see. And just the reasoning behind that is one, it can splash water up on you, and you want to avoid contact with the big algae bloom.
Now, if I do have contact with the water, best just nowadays there's lots of reasons to wash my hands pretty frequently, isn't there? And that'd be one of them, wouldn't it?
That would be one. Yeah, if you do come into contact, you want to rinse yourself off. If maybe you, your children, or your dog ingested it accidentally, or just so happened that the dog, say, drank the water, you want to watch for some of the warning signs. And if you do think you have a reaction to the algae toxins from ingesting it, then you want to contact either your poison center or your local health physician, or in the case of your pets, your veterinarian.
Is there information on Parks and Wildlife website covering this?
There is, and there's also a lot on the CDPHE website. They've got a great FAQ document. They walk through, who tests, how do they test, and also on our website we have some stuff up. We did one most recently with Cherry Creek as their swim area had closed down.
All right. We are out of time, but I think it's just important to be aware if there's anything's posted or if their tests show something, and change your behavior a little bit, and it will clear up. You'll be fine. You'll be able to swim in Cherry Creek again soon. And just one of the things is you get outdoors, we all need to be aware of. Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Jason Clay from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, Ronnie Castiglione is going to he's going to talk some fishing in the Poudre and the Big Thompson River. All that and more coming up when Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati, with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.